I'm Mark Purcell, and you're listening to Cincinnati Edition. The top 10 local girls' high school basketball teams will be facing off for the Cincinnati Sports Medicine Girls High School Shootout next weekend. Organizer Molly Bosom is in the front row with Betsy Ross with a preview.
Thanksgiving weekend around here is the beginning of a hoop season for high school girls here in the area. And to tip off the season, the annual Cincinnati Sports Medicine Girls High School Shootout will be held on Saturday, November 24th, and it will be held at Cincinnati State's Gymnasium. Molly Bosom, who has been running this now for her second year, is with us now for a look at the upcoming tournament. Thanks for being with us, Molly, on the front row.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Before we get into the particulars about the weekend or the Saturday of hoops, why do you think it's important for girls' high school basketball to have this kind of a showcase? It's 5 games, 10 teams. They are historic rivals, the GGCL and the Greater Miami Conference facing off. Why do you think it's important to have this kind of a showcase for them?
Well, I think it's important for the high school girls to have the experience of playing in an atmosphere that is just so supportive of women's sports. And that's kind of been my cause in undertaking this event. We've just had it for a couple years now under the umbrella of the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Women's Sports Association. And we're very excited to have it at Cincinnati State on November 24th. And giving the girls the opportunity to play in front of, you know, a big crowd and in front of college coaches. We try to bring in, you know, a lot of college coaches and market the event. Just giving them that opportunity, it's something, honestly, that they will remember forever.
As we mentioned, it's the Greater Miami Conference against teams from the Girls Greater Cincinnati League. Just to run down the day's action very quickly at noon, it's Lakota East and Macaulay. Oak Hills and Alter follow that. Then it's Princeton and Mercy, mm-hmm. Hamilton and Seton and Sycamore and Ursuline. You know, and just glancing at it, we know that Sycamore is a perennial power here. Princeton, of course, Mother of Mercy. There's a good lineup. Lakota East is very strong. I don't mean to leave anybody out, but there are some great teams here, and I think that you have to focus on the Princeton versus Mercy. That was a great game last year, and it should be an even better game this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We are so excited. We're really excited for all the games. It's a great atmosphere to come. And, you know, the first game is at noon. The last game, I believe, starts at 7:15. And it's just a great atmosphere to come, sit down, and watch some great basketball all day long. But obviously, yes, that game, Princeton, the Mercy game, last year was a wonderful game to watch. You have Kelsey Mitchell, who is one of the top recruits, if not the number one recruit in the nation right now, playing for Princeton, and she's surrounded by a great cast and a wonderful coach as well, and they're a really fun team to watch. And but watching that game last year against Mercy, I mean, it was a dogfight, and Mercy was just relentless. And they obviously have a wonderful coach in Mary Jo Huseman, mm-hmm. Hall of Fame coach, and they also have a wonderful guard in Kelly Wegman, who is orally committed right now to Northern Kentucky University. So we're very excited about that matchup. But, you know, I believe all the games are just going to be exciting to watch, very exciting to watch.
We're talking with Molly Bosom. She is running in charge of, chief cook and bottle washer for the Cincinnati Sports Medicine Girls High School Shootout coming up Saturday, November 24th at Cincinnati State's Gymnasium with 5 games, 10 teams. Of course, we hear so much about what athletics do for young boys and young girls growing up in great systems. You know, you came up, you grew up in the Title IX age. You were, let's face it, pretty darn good in high school. You got a ride to Notre Dame. You were on Notre Dame's Final Four team. What did it mean for you as a kid in the Midwest to be able to fall in love with a game of basketball and really you didn't have to leave it behind in high school. You could take it to Notre Dame. You could take it to the WNBA. What does that mean for you personally and for these girls who can see that they don't have to give up basketball? It can be a career.
I think it is. It's an amazing opportunity that I don't even know I fully appreciated when I was playing. But even today with, the high school players and the grade school girls that are playing today, I think it is so important for us to remember what the pioneers, the girls and the women that played before us did to pave the way. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to do with this shootout is to give back, give these girls the opportunity to play in a gym in front of a packed crowd, and to express to them that, you know, you really do, this is something you really do need to appreciate. And, you know, when I was playing in high school, I was fortunate to play with some other wonderful, great players. Kristen Fokel, who played at Stanford, Kerry Walker, who played at Wake Forest. We won four state basketball championships in high school. And then I was very thankful to have the opportunity to go on and play at the University of Notre Dame and start there for 4 years. But at the same time, it really isn't until now. You know, I coached after college as well, and it's really not until now, though, that I can really look back and say, hey, you know, now that I'm in the position that I'm in, where I'm not playing, my playing days are over, you know, you really are kind of like, I want to express and to help these younger women understand that, you know, there are people that came before you that paved the way, and had it not been for, you know, some of these other women who did this, you wouldn't have the opportunities that you have now. And it's so important for us to remember that, and to be thankful and to grateful and to pay it forward, really. Mm-hmm. To pay it forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really important. One more a wrinkle that you're adding this year to the girls' high school shootout, anti-bullying campaign. That's really become very much a passion of yours, and you're linking a spirit contest to anti-bullying. Tell us a little bit about that and how the high schools can get involved.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are... we added on the theme this year of an anti-bullying campaign. And, you know, I have three young children of my own. I think bullying is becoming more and more of an issue in today's world with the technology that we have, with text messaging, emailing, instant messaging. It's so quick for you know, young kids who aren't thinking and aren't necessarily mature to put something out there so quickly without thinking about the ramifications or how it might be hurting someone. And, you know, this has always struck a nerve with me. So we wanted to add this as a theme just to raise awareness. I don't think you can do enough to raise awareness and to get young kids, especially high school kids, where they have easy access to all of those quick messaging systems. Mm-hmm. to raise that awareness and just, you know, say think twice. And so what we've done with that is we have added the spirit contest, and we're encouraging the high schools to come out, support your women's team, and those that bring out the most support, dress crazy, bring the noisemakers, what have you, and bring the most support to their girls' high school basketball team will have the opportunity to win an assembly for anti-bullying, sponsored by the Cincinnati Martial Arts Club and Master Strickland, who is a certified anti bullying expert, and he does assemblies all across Cincinnati. It's a value of about $400, $500, and he's willing to give a free assembly to the high school that brings the most spirit to their girls' basketball team.
Terrific. Well, it's a great cause, and it's a fun day of basketball. If you have not seen some of these teams and some of these players, it's a great opportunity to see them all in one day, and I think that you will be very impressed with the level of girls' basketball that we have here in the area. It is the Cincinnati Sports Medicine Girls High School Shootout coming up on Saturday, November 24th at Cincinnati State. Tips off at noon, and it's a full day of basketball. Molly Bosom, thank you so much for being with us on the Front Row.
All right. Thanks a lot, Betsy.